Welcome to the supervisor's meeting, May 29, 2018. Meet with department heads. Or do we have any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none either. So we'll meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson.
Good morning. Hope everybody stayed cool over the nice hot holiday weekend. As for absentee ballots, I think we're up to about 350 now. And last Friday was the last day that we could mail out any ballots. But people can still come down here to the office and vote at the counter until the day of the, day before the election, so. And that's about it right now.
Ryan Clark, secondary roads.
Not a whole lot. Want to say thanks to some of our guys. We had a, with the heat and humidity we had this weekend, we ended up with four or five call-outs on concrete blow-ups. One of them was pretty large, actually, up on Pleasant Grove Road. It's a very quick way to spend money if you want to spend some money. So we basically had to close about 3/4 of the road for the weekend, and we made enough of a path to get people by. But, and then there were a number of others. I was out on one Sunday on Beaverdale, most of them were up on Pleasant Grove. So just a combination of that high heat combined with the humidity we had, and it's every year. This is a little early for it compared to normal, but it is what it is, I guess. And then we had a meeting last week regarding the, with the contractors regarding the Beaverdale and the Mediapolis Road, all that big, large project, I guess. Sounds like the Beaverdale part of it, the concrete part of it, probably won't start till either late June or early July. Of course, that's the part that has some closure involved with it. And then the rest of it sounds like that'll be more of a mid to latter part of summer, so maybe August, September time period. So we'll know more as we move along. That gives you some rough time frames. Hoping to set up a pre-construction meeting here fairly soon with FI Excavating regarding the Iowa City Road project. So maybe by next week I'll be able to give you an update on that and what the timing will be on that. And then just as a reminder, we did a bid opening last week. I'll give you an official report. I just didn't get onto the agenda in time. We had three bidders for our Sperry Road asphalt project, which is a fairly small project, all things included, but low bidder ended up being just a little bit underneath the engineer's estimate. So we were pleased with the competition and pleased with the bid. So I'll give you that full report and everything. And that's the same contractor that had our large project. So I'm assuming that asphalt schedule will be similar to the other asphalt schedule, but they picked up a lot of work around here. And they have also recently purchased the old Sesford plant south of Burlington. So
who's that?
Norse Asphalt. They won't use that plant on our big project, but our smaller project they might. They haven't made up their minds. So, but anyway. I think that's all I have. So.
Janelle, how's the trade result?
Good morning. I don't really have anything to report. I do have a small agenda item for you.
Okay. Thank you. Jared, how's the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning going?
Land use, not a whole lot been going on lately. We had a couple of requests for zoning permits, one for house, one for a garage lately. We had one of our minor subdivisions that had been approved a while ago, at least a month ago. We had it recorded last week. Nothing else new. In terms of SCRPC in general, we do have a new staff member in the planning department, Steve Stransky. He's actually working out of Jeff Hannon's old office. He started on about 2 weeks ago, so working on a number of projects, one with Chris Lee at Conservation for a conservation facilities survey. Other than that, nothing really else to report.
They did move, make advance of changes in the management level.
What was that?
In management level. Susan Coffey moved up.
Oh, right, right, right.
And Zach James had been up.
Assistant director, yes. And they had a number of changes around the whole organization.
Colin, how's the IT department?
Good, keeping busy, but not really anything exciting to report.
Fallouts over the weekend or any problems?
What's that?
Any problems over the weekend?
No, it was pretty quiet.
Jeff, how's the sheriff's department doing?
For holiday weekend, I agree, it was fairly quiet, not too bad, so a little good.
That's great.
Too hot to get in trouble.
There you go, maybe that's it.
Ken, CDS.
Yes.
CSD.
Good morning. Yeah, we've been working with, like, we had a meeting with our crisis assessors, so like, there's five or six different organizations that do those crisis assessments for us. And we were trying to make sure everybody was doing the same type of assessment. They all follow chapter 24 guidelines, so that's good. It's just talking it through and getting ideas for the best assessment process. So we found that our process is pretty similar, but we shared a lot of ideas during that meeting. That was good. And then we had a meeting last week also with IHHs and just talking about, well, it kind of came out of our meeting with the crisis homes where they were saying, well, some of their assessments they receive are a little different. So that's why we had the assessment meeting. And now they said they'd like to have us meet with the IHHs also because they refer people to the health homes after people get out of the crisis homes. And so we met with the IHHs and we had a real good meeting with them too, just talking about services and referring for services and how they'd like to see things done and how the region's doing. And so it's just some really good meetings. And then we're also having a lot of provider meetings about contracting, you know, that's this time of year. So so those are going on throughout the eight counties.
The IHHs, the integrated health homes, they're the only ones that can recommend or send somebody to a HAP home, is that right?
Well, yeah, we like to get their assessment, right? And they're the ones that can get the Medicaid funding. They go to the MCOs and ask for Medicaid funding for people to go into a HAP home. And then if the person might need a little bit of region funding at first to get started in the HAP home before the Medicaid kicks in, so we'll approve region funding for a short time. But then a lot of times Medicaid will backdate it and we don't end up having to pay that amount. But we just want to try and get people where they need to be as quickly as we can. And so, yep, yeah, that is right. The IHHs are who we work with to do the assessments. It's a little difficult for a person with intellectual disabilities to get into their site homes. Yeah, with case management gone now. And so we work with the MCOs and we do what we can and the region helps out too. But the assessment process is tougher to get for a person with intellectual disabilities to get into their services. It used to be we'd have case management do a quick assessment from our county case management, but we don't have that anymore, so.
You'll have the same thing if the MCOs absorb the help the IHHs.
Yeah, then we'll have problems there too. Yeah. Okay. So, but things are going well. Yeah. Lots of people getting services.
Okay, seeing no correspondence, we have public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we should move on for discussion and vote. First, we have mobile home taxes debate for 2017. Janelle, do you want to explain that?
Yeah, that's a mobile home that was removed from a mobile home court in West Burlington. We received notification at the time we were billing last year's taxes, so if we had received that earlier, then we wouldn't have billed them at all. So it's a deceased owner, and the mobile home's been dismantled and moved out of the park.
The amount was $193.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have the minutes from the regular meeting, 2018, and 22nd of May.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
If I could just, Tom, if I could talk to you just before you leave, just for a minute, I've got a question before you, after the meeting.
Okay.
I got a lot of questions for you, but we'll let them go.
Thank you.
Future agenda items.
We need to, keep on with our side-by-side deal.
Yeah, and that's a question I'm gonna ask, Tom, to get us a little bit of information, so, that I would like to have, and I think you guys would too.
Yeah. I wondered now.
I thought you were.
Well, I'll tell you what I guess is, it's not, see, if I just had some questions, if you could check with ICAP, if you guys think anymore. Number, what exactly is the county covered for on liability on a road? Number two, what, you know, liability for ATVs on a road? And number three, when we talked about this at the, we had a work session a couple, 3 weeks ago, and I don't remember, somebody said that, I think it was in Wise County, where their county attorney had told them that if they charged a fee, that the county had some liability. And I don't know whether you could, but if you could find out anything, and maybe just send an email to the board, just so we'd have that information. Do you guys have any other questions we'd want to ask ICAP?
No, that was the main one that I was concerned with, because I talked to the other supervisors from the other counties, and I know Jefferson County charges a fee. And when he said that, within Wise County come back, said, our attorney told us we charge a fee, then our liability is greater and our insurance goes up.
I don't remember, I'm pretty sure it was Wise County, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wise County said that.
Chris Paul said that, yeah.
So anyway, we'd like to check on it.
Thanks, Tom. So, yeah, anyway, so it might take Tom a couple of weeks or something to get some information.
Do you have any guess as to who they're insured with? Wise and Jefferson or?
I don't have any idea. We could, if.
I'm just curious as to.
If you want, I'll call each supervisor for each of those counties or somebody, and I'll get that back to you.
Let me do some initial looking into it.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Committee report.
That's all I have. I don't want you to get my record.
You don't want to break your record, do you?
I didn't have any committee reports. I did attend the Danville Station, had the Holocaust survivor. It was, I think it was Thursday. I saw you there when it was Thursday.
Thursday.
That was interesting. And she thought she was fortunate that she went to Auschwitz. She said, at Auschwitz, they had a selection. They had Mengele. Said, you go on that side, you go on that side. If you went to Treblinka, they just lined you up and sent you into the gas chambers. So anyway, it was really interesting and heartbreaking. That was you can't imagine. That's all I have.
When Eisenhower took that over and said, sent the photographers in and said, you take pictures of this because history will never remember, won't believe that it happened. Then people stand up and say, we don't need strong military. I just don't understand it. Don't understand it at all. There's some rotten people in this world. Maybe only a handful of them, but they have a way of controlling things. I I attended a Southeast Iowa Regional Planning meeting. Passed a swap that Brian's been talking to us about. That's about it.
I had a easy week. I didn't have a meeting. So. Public input station number two. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing no light rise. Motion for adjournment?
Aye.
Aye. We're gonna have a work session here in about 5 minutes with the county auditor and a payroll period change. We'll take about a 5 minute break here.